On to North Korea now, where that country has warned the U.S. against resuming joint military drills with Seoul. Pyongyang said Washington should be blamed for any deterioration of the recent rapprochement between the two Koreas as a result. It said Washington wants to throw cold water on any signs of detente that emerge between Seoul and Pyongyang with its war rehearsals. A rare reconciliatory mood between the two Koreas set in after North Korean leader Kim Jong-un accepted Seoul's request to participate in the Pyeongchang Winter Olympics. Seoul and Washington have delayed their annual military drills until after the games. Pyongyang sees the drills as a rehearsal for invasion. Well, joining us live now from the South Korean capital is Jennifer Chang, Press TV's correspondent. Jennifer, tell us about what North Korea's statement said, and secondly, has Seoul responded?
Well, Seoul has not responded to North Korea's statement as of yet. North Korea has been complaining about the planned resumption of these drills ever since the January 26th announcement by the U.S. that these drills would resume immediately after the Olympics end on February 25th. There had been some speculation as to whether the scale of the drills would be reduced, not intentionally, but unintentionally as a result of delaying the drills, and also whether strategic assets such as nuclear aircraft carriers would indeed be involved as planned. There was also some speculation that might also not happen. Again, not deliberately, but just as a result of delaying these drills. However, the U.S. had announced that the scale would not be reduced, that these strategic assets would be brought in, and North Korea was very alarmed. About a week later, on February 1st, the North Korean foreign minister sent a letter to the UN Secretary General asking it to be circulated among the Security Council and urging these drills not to proceed. And again today, North Korea is warning against the resumption of these drills. Now, the U.S. has said it will keep the military option on the table. And by bringing in strategic assets like this, it is making the North feel very threatened, according to the North. These atmospheres of rapprochement and détente that have emerged during the Olympics will be torpedoed if these drills resume as the U.S. is saying they will. And there is much concern in the world community as to whether this new atmosphere of reconciliation between the two Koreas can be kept up after the Olympics, or whether this is just a temporary thing that's going to end and go back to the cycle of increasing hostilities between the U.S. and North Korea that we saw last year. Last year's drills, the Fall Eagle Key Resolve drills, which involved 10,000 or more U.S. and South Korean service members, they prompted a flurry of missile tests and also a large-scale military drill last April by the North.
Very well, Jennifer. We'll leave there at that, but of course, as always, we appreciate your reporting for us.